The Rav gave a yahrzeit shir be'inyan kiddush kimekadesh hashabbos, and he introduced the shir with an entire array of seven questions. The first question is on the nusach hatfila, the musaf of Shabbos, oz mi Sinai nitztavu aleha, vatetzivenu Hashem Elokeinu lahakriv, etc. Why is it that we mention Sinai, oz mi Sinai, when in truth the mitzvah of Shabbos was given at Marah before Bnei Yisrael reached Har Sinai? As the Gemara establishes in Sanhedrin and Vavim and Beis, Rashi mentions it in his Pirush al Torah. Let's learn the Sugyan Psachim Kuvavam and Aleph, and we're going to raise a very fundamental question regarding Kiddush on that Sugya. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Zochreu Al Hayayin, Eli Ela Bayom. According to the original understanding of this brisa, and the Gemara is going to analyze this, the Pasuk is teaching us Kiddush by day. Balaila minayin, tamalomer zachar es yom hashabbos lekadsho. The Gemara asks, balaila minayin? Adarabba ikar kiddusha balaila hu kaddish. Tchi kaddish tchilas yoma boy lekiddushe. The Gemara lays down the premise that when you recite kiddush, you should recite at the beginning of the day, not in the middle of the day. And therefore the Kiddush by night should be the Ikar Kiddush. That's the primary obligation. Why is it that you're deriving in this price of Kiddush by night at night as a secondary obligation? The Gemara goes on to ask another question. Vesu bolaila minayin Talmud lomer zochar es yom. The price as we have it, the version as we have it, reads that the pasuk, the source for Kiddush by night, is the pasuk Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. That doesn't make any sense. Tana Mahadra al Leila v'Kanosiv Leikra Diyamama. You are looking for a source for Kiddush at night, and you bring a pasuk that specifically demands Kiddush by day. Hachi Kamar. The Gemara revamps the version of the brisa. Zochar es yom haShabbos lekadsho zochrei liyayin b'knisaso. The pasuk in its simple form is certainly referring to the mitzvah of Kiddush by night at the knis, at the beginning, the entrance into Shabbos. What we need a ribui for is another Kiddush by day, ainli balayla bayom minayin. How do we know that there's also a chi of Kiddush by day? Talmud lomar zochar es yom haShabbos. The pasuk es yom haShabbos is coming to include Kiddush by day. Now the Gemara says, and what is the substance of Kiddush by day? Mai mevarach, what bracha does he recite? Om Rabbi Yehuda borei pri hagafen. Now, in terms of this halacha that was established in this sugya, that in addition to a mitzvah of Kiddush at night, there's also Kiddush by day, there are two fundamental interpretations. The Ravid in Perek Chav Tes Mehilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud establishes Kishedarshu Ein Li El Balayla Bayom Minayin Tamalomer Es Yom Asmachtahi. This derivation from the word Zochar Es Yom to include Kiddush by day is only an Asmachta, because when the Gemara says Ikar Kiddusha Balayla, it means that Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is fulfilled at night. Es Yom is referring to night, because it doesn't say Bayom, it says Es Yom. Es Yom is referring to the night. Inami di'ilo kaddish balayla kamer. Perhaps the subject of this sugya in Psachim requiring Kiddush, deriving Kiddush by day from the pasuk es yom, is referring to a situation, a scenario in which he omitted Kiddush at night, and he has the obligation now to recite Kiddush by day because he didn't recite Kiddush at night. According to the first pshat in the Ravid, when the Gemara derives Kiddush by day, it's describing a situation where he already recited Kiddush at night. And therefore he doesn't really have a Kiddush Me'ikar Adin, according to the strict letter of the law, to recite Kiddush by day. He's fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush, because the obligation of Kiddush is B'knisaso, at the beginning of the day, which means at night, which he discharged his duty already. The Kiddush by day is an Asmachta. The second interpretation of the Ravid, however, the Braisa is discussing a case of someone who failed to recite Kiddush at night. He has not yet, if so, discharged his duty to recite Kiddush, and therefore the Pasuk Es Yom is teaching us that his responsibility now is to make Kiddush by day. But the second interpretation is very difficult. Why would we need a special halacha derived from a ribui of Yom to teach us that he's obligated to recite Kiddush by day in the case where he didn't recite Kiddush at night? I mean, what was the svara before this pasuk, before this Yalfusa? What would we think? That he's not obligated to recite Kiddush by day? What would be the difference between Kiddush at night and Kiddush by day? The day of Shabbos and the celebration of Shabbos is 24 hours. It starts at nightfall and ends at nightfall. So if he hasn't made Kiddush at night, obviously he should make Kiddush by day. Why is it then that the Gemara needs a special category, especially Yafusa, to derive Kiddush by day? As long as it's still Shabbos, why shouldn't he be able to recite Kiddush and fulfill his mitzvah? What was the Havamina that Kiddush could only be recited B'knisoso and there's no other option? So adding that to our original question about why the Nusach HaTfilah reflects the Tzivui of Shabbos at Sinai and not the earlier Tzivui that was received at Mara, together with this question as to why the Gemara seems to assume that in the Ravid Second Pshat that you need a special pasuk to be Marba to teach you that if you didn't recite Kiddush at night you can still recite Kiddush by day and you're obligated to do so, wasn't that obvious? And now let's study a certain part of that sugi very carefully. The Gemara says, and we saw it before, Adarabba, Iker Kiddusha Balaila Hu Kaddish, Dechi Kaddish Tchilas Yoma Baila Kiddushay. The language of the Gemara would seem to indicate that if someone forgot and omitted Kiddush at night, and he recited Kiddush by day, and in this case he would recite the full Nusach of Kiddush, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush in its full form, in its perfect form, B'shlei Musa. The Ikar Kiddush is Balaila. And that phrase that the Gemara employs, that Ikar Kiddush Balaila, indicates that anything less than Kiddush at night would be impaired, would be incomplete. And in fact, the Rambam does indicate this. He says in Perek Chavtes, Milcha Shabbos Lachadalad, Ikara Kiddush Balaila. But the question is, in this case, why hasn't he fulfilled the mitzvah of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos B'Shlei Musa? So whereas the previous question we were raising is, why was there a Havamina B'Chlal that he can't recite Kiddush by day? This question, which is a slightly different variation, is, why shouldn't he fulfill, and this is Lamaskana, even after the Pasuk Es Yom, that tells me he should recite Kiddush by day if he omitted it at night, why doesn't he fulfill the mitzvah of Shlemus? Every Shabbos, as we know, is an integration of both night and day, from Erev to Erev. So if he didn't recite Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, and he recited Kiddush instead by day, or perhaps in the morning before Chatzos, why should his mitzvah of Kiddush be deficient, incomplete? Now again, if you're talking about Zrizah Makdim LeMitzvahs, I understand that he forfeited that extra additional embellishment, enhancement of the mitzvah called Zrizus, because Zrizus would require of him to recite Kiddush at the earliest opportune moment. He was not from the Makdimim LeMitzvahs. He didn't do it in the earliest time, as it should have been, but that deficiency doesn't relate to the mitzvah, the kiyum itself of Kiddush. For example, if a person, instead of circumcising his son on the eighth day, with daybreak, as early as possible, he would do so in the afternoon, would anyone suggest that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila B'Shmini Kilchasa the way it was meant to be? Just as his friend who circumcised his son in Shachris early in the morning. Again, he's not included in those who are Zrizim, who are very quick to implement the mitzvah as early as possible. He has not fulfilled what it says by Avram Avinu in his meal, Vayashkem Avram Baboka. Avram got up early to implement the mitzvah of Hashem, the mitzvah of Mila, as early as possible. So he forfeited that kiyum of Zrizim, of Vayashkem Avram Baboka. But that has no connection to the Gufa Shel Mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah of Mila B'Yom HaShmini. The Pasuk says, V'Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Alosa, and even if he circumcises his son in the afternoon, it's still B'Yom HaShmini. Apparently, Kiddush is different. And Kiddush by day is not just a limitation, a deficiency as far as Rizus is concerned, but rather, to some extent, it undermines the primary form and the kiyum, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that seems to be clear both from the Gemara and the Rambam. Neither the Gemara nor the Rambam says that he forfeited his mitzvah lahakdim to do it early, at the earliest possible moment, but rather they established, the Gemara and the Rambam, Ikar Kiddush Balayla. That's the way you have to fulfill this mitzvah. Again, there's a default position, a fallback position, to recite Kiddush by day, but you're lacking the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvah. Because to wait till the morning is not just, as we said, a lack of Zrizus, but rather is missing an essential part of the mitzvah and the fulfillment thereof of Kiddush. That's why the Gemara needs a Gzeres HaKosuv to teach me Esyom, that even if he recited Kiddush after sunrise on Shabbos, he nevertheless has fulfilled a mitzvah of Kiddush, but he's still lacking the perfect mitzvah. B'shleimus, there's an integral part, an essential part of his mitzvah that is deficient. But why is it so? The rational mind wants to understand, begs to understand, why is Ikar mitzvah b'layla? Even after Esyom, you're still insisting that the Ikar, the primary form of the mitzvah and its essence, is at night. Why is that so? Why don't we realize and apply the general rule that 24 hours makes up the Shabbos and Kiddush by day is the same fulfillment as Kiddush by night? If you look in the Rashbam and Rashi as we have it printed in the last parak of Pesachim, it seems that they understood that this is anchored in the Lashon, in the language that the Torah implements, L'kadsho. And they write, Mashma Mishoshim is Kadesh Hayom, that when the day enters, that's the moment for Kiddush. But why? What is the root of this, and what is the underlying reasoning to explain this halach? So again, our last question, the third question, is very similar to the previous question, the second question. Just whereas the second question was focused on the Ravid's second pshat, that in a case where he left out Kiddush at night, he omitted Kiddush at night, we need this Kiddush, this Gzeres HaKosuv, that he recites Kiddush by day, and it seems to be a separate category of Kiddush by day. Why do we need it? Why wouldn't we just understand that Kiddush by day is identical with Kiddush by night? And our last question, again, a slightly different variation, is going back to the Gemara and the Rambam in this case to understand what is the meaning of Ikar Kiddush Balayla. Why is it that if he recited Kiddush by day, his mitzvah of Kiddush is deficient? But we want to continue with another question. The Gemara in Pesachim will go back a little bit to Kufheyam and Beis establishes that when the opportunity of Kiddush arises, and at the same time an opportunity to fulfill another mitzvah arises simultaneously, and the question is priority, which should be implemented first in the Seder HaDvarim? Should you first implement the mitzvah of Kiddush and then only afterwards another mitzvah, or the other way around? And the Gemara here makes a fundamental distinction between Kiddush on the one hand, where Kiddush takes precedence and should be implemented first before another mitzvah, and in contrast, Havdalah. In the case of Havdalah, if there's a question of Havdalah versus another mitzvah, which should go first, then we perform the other mitzvah first, and Havdalah comes second. But the explanation which the Gemara offers to differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah, that Kiddush gets preference above another mitzvah, whereas Havdalah does not, is very cryptic, very unclear. The Gemara says, Shani lan bein iyule yoma le'afuki yoma. There's a difference between coming into the Shabbos and leaving the Shabbos. Iyule yoma, when we come into the Shabbos, kol kama demaktamina le adif, as early as he can to receive the Shabbos through Kiddush, that's preferable. No delays. Umechavavina le, and he indicates the endearment of Shabbos. Afuki yome, but when it comes to Havdalah, we're not in any rush to recite Havdalah, but rather ma'achrin le, we would prefer to make it later and later, ki hechi delola hevi ala kituna, it shouldn't seem like a burden on his shoulder. That he immediately, with the first possible moment, opportunity, wants to recite Havdalah, let him extend the Shabbos. This Gemara, and this explanation of the din, is very, very difficult to understand. Is it Kiddush that brings in the Shabbos? That therefore, Iyule Yoma, we have to be makdim the Shabbos? Havdalah, on the other hand, terminates the Shabbos? And therefore we should push off Havdalah as much as we can? That's not so. We know that Kedusha Shabbos is Kedusha Kviva Kaime. It's set, and it begins with Shkia, ends with Tzeisak Kol Chovim. It's not that Havdalah or Kiddush have the ability to create the Kedusha Sayom. They rather are mitzvos of Amiras Dvarim, of recitations, at the beginning of Shabbos, entering into Shabbos, and leaving the Shabbos. But the actual determination of Shabbos, when it begins and when it ends, is me'erev ad erev, in the astronomical sense. This is a reality of nature. It doesn't depend upon when he recites Kiddush and when he recites Havdalah. And not only that, it's, you know, you might suggest that this Gemara is focused on what we call Tosefes Shabbos, and Kiddush, the earlier you recite Kiddush, the earlier you accept the Shabbos through Tosefes Shabbos. The later you recite Havdalah, the more Tosefes Shabbos you're extending on the other side towards the end of Shabbos. But that pshat is very difficult, because the Gemara doesn't mention a word about Tosefes Shabbos. The Gemara says you have in front of you Kiddush and another mitzvah. That would apply even if it's way past Tzeisak Kol Chovim. For whatever reason, he was delayed in reciting Kiddush. Now he has a mitzvah to do and he has Kiddush. He should recite Kiddush and push off the mitzvah. And why? Because Iyule Yoma. But it doesn't mean Iyule Yoma that he has accepted the Shabbos through Kiddush. He will accept the Shabbos through Kiddush as a Tosefes Shabbos, because this halacha and this scenario applies even if it was after Tzeisak Kol Chovim, when there's already the sanctity of the day has emerged. So why put the Kiddush first because of Iyule Yoma and call Kama Demakdemina Le Adif? Why is that so? Shabbos is set, it's Kviva Kaime, with or without Kiddush. That's our question number four. Now, the fifth question that we want to raise is from the beginning of that sugya Psachim. The Gemara quotes a brisa from the third parak. It's a Tosefta in the third parak of Brachos. It says, Leil Shabbos v'leile Yom Tov yesh bem kedusha lakos v'yesh bem askara bibirkas hamazon. Shabbos v'yontif ein bem kedusha lakos v'yesh bem askara bibirkas hamazon. The brisa, if understood on a simple level, is distinguishing between the night of Shabbos and Yontif and the day of Shabbos and Yontif. In both cases, whether it's night or day, there's Hazkara v'Birkas HaMazon. So reciting, let it be Ritzeh on Shabbos, or Yal V'Yovo on Yontif, in Birkas HaMazon, is identical whether it's at night or by day. But with regard to Kiddush HaLakos, there's no Kiddush HaLakos by day, not on Shabbos, nor on Yontif. And therefore the Brice establishes that Shabbos v'Yontov, Ein Behem Kiddush HaLakos, meaning the day of Shabbos, the day of Yontov, doesn't have Kiddush. The Gemara, however, on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis in Psachim, with regarding Kiddush by day in the morning, establishes, after bringing the Alfusa of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, asks the question, what bracha should we recite in Kiddush by day? And the Gemara establishes it's Baruch Pri HaGofen. The Rashbam explains, by Yom HaMivarch the Amid Kiddusha Kiddush Mei Reisha. Is Vatanya Shabbos Yotiv Ein Behem Kiddusha Alakos. In other words, it cannot be that by day we repeat the Kiddush that we recited at night. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And therefore, the question in the Gemara was, what is Kiddush by day that you derive from Zohar es Yom HaShabbos? And the Gemara's answer is Bori Pri HaGofen. But this is very difficult. No matter how you slice the cake, if we're paskening like the original Brisa, that there is no Kedusha Alakos on Shabbos in the morning, so then why does he need Bori Pri HaGofen? The Gemara seems to be operating with the premise that we need Kiddush by day, and we derive that from Yom HaShabbos. If that be the case, relying on the second brisa that there is Kiddush by day, why indeed don't we repeat the same Kiddush that we recite at night? If it's Kiddush, it's Kiddush. Now the Ravid holds that Birchas Bori Pri HaGofen in the daytime is not a Cheftas Shel Kiddush. And we've seen this in the past. The bracha that we recite in the daytime on Yayin is not a Kiddush halacha, but rather halacha being koveh suda layayin. According to that, we understand the second brisa that the bracha is purely Bori Pri HaGofen to be koveh suda layayin, but there's no kiyum kiddush. That's as far as the Ravid is concerned. But the Rambam holds that Bori Pri HaGofen in the daytime is a Cheftas Shel Kiddush. In fact, he writes, Osel liodom litom klum korim shei kadesh, v'gam kiddush zelo yehel b'makom suda. Meaning all the regulations that apply to kiddush at night apply during the day. But let's understand that. How could we win on both sides over here? How can you grab the rope from both ends? And you're telling me that Bori Pri HaGofen is a chefta shel kiddush, but we're going to leave out the bracha of kiddush itself. How can you call it a Cheftas Shel Kiddush when it's not even part of a series of brachos which includes the bracha of Kiddush, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos? How does Bori Pri HaGofen stand alone as a Cheftas Shel Kiddush by day if it's completely devoid and disconnected with a bracha of Kiddush? And the sixth question is, how do we understand the phrase that the Gemara operates with regard to Kiddush by day, Kiddusha Rabbah? The Magen Mishnah in Perek Chav Tes Milchus Shabbos Alchi Yud offers an answer that
It's a lashon sagi nahar. You know, we have certain euphemistic phrases which we use so as not to embarrass or rub salt in the wound of someone who has a deficiency, has a limitation, like a blind person. We don't call him a blind person that can't see. We call him a sagi nahar, as if he has a lot of light to see. And maybe Kedusha Rabba is a lashon sagi nahar, says the Magid Mishnah. I mean, again, we would have expected it to be considered called a Kedusha Zuta, which would mean a short version of Kiddush, but instead, the phrase that was chosen by Chazal's Kedusha Rabba, so as not, so to speak, to insult the Kiddush by day. The Rambam's language is Zeu Anikra Kedusha Rabba, which sounds literally like it's a great Kiddush. But yet, we don't understand what's great about it. Because what kind of Kedusha Rabba is when all you recite is Baruch Pri HaGofen? This is exactly opposite of the truth of a Kedusha Rabba. So what does Kedusha Rabba mean? And finally, our seventh question is the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in the last parak of Pesachim, says, Tzibur She'en Lem Yayin, in a Beit Knesset where there's no wine for the public Kiddush at the end of davening on Friday night, Shatz Yorid Lifnei HaTeva V'Omer, Bracha Achas Mein Sheva. So we have the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, which is the Magen Avos that we're familiar with, and it becomes very critical in a case where there's no other Kiddush that the Tzibur could recite, because they don't have wine to recite Kiddush, so they fulfill their mitzvah of Kiddush as a tzibur, as a community, by reciting what we call Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, which is one single bracha that ends with Mekadesh HaShabbos and typifies and reflects the character of the entire Kiddush. All the elements of Kiddush are in there. But if you read the Yerushalmi's language carefully, meticulously, it says V'chosem, the final bracha that concludes Me'ein Sheva, Achas Me'ein Sheva, is Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaShabbos. This is a pella. This is absolutely unbelievable. That's not our chasima, as you know. We conclude with Mekadesh HaShabbos. But moreover, the chasima of Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaShabbos contradicts the very fundamental principle established by the Gemara in Beit Zadaf Yud Zayin, that with regard to Moadim, we recite Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because Yisrael means that the Moadim are sanctified by Klal Yisrael, but Shabbos, we realize, is not Klal Yisrael that are Mekadesh the Shabbos. And therefore, the chasim of bracha makes sense. That's mekadesh is bracha tasha mekadesh haShabbos without mentioning Yisrael. And listen to the Gemara's language in Beitza: Otu Shabbos Yisrael mekadshile. Could you possibly have said mekadesh Yisrael vaShabbos as if to say that Yisrael sanctify the Shabbos? For Shabbos mekadesh avakayma. The kedusha of Shabbos is not engendered by Klal Yisrael, but like it is in the Moadim, but rather it's Kvi V'Kaim, it's already established in heaven. But the Yerushalmi has to be understood. Why is it that the Yerushalmi on Shabbos, with regard to Shabbos, has the Chasima of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron? Isn't the logic of the Bavli absolutely convincing that to mention Yisrael as if they were Mekadesh the Shabbos would be erroneous? Those are the seven questions the Rav raised in the Shir. I was baffled by the fact that he leaves out what seems to be the most important question regarding Kiddush, and that is, why do we recite two Kiddushim, one in Tefillah and one Alakos? Perhaps the Rav felt that his previous Shiurim addressed that issue, and therefore there was no need to address that issue a second time. And let me just remind you that the double Kiddush of Kiddush in Tefillah and Tzilusa and Kiddush over the cup of wine, in one interpretation of the Rav, we saw reflected the fact that there are two dimensions to Shabbos. The Kedusha Shabbos is bifurcated. It has, on the one hand, the Kedusha of Iser Malacha, which is engendered by Tosefes Shabbos and finds its place in the Tefillah and Tzilusa. We have also the dimension of Shabbos, not as Shamar, as a Lotase, but as Zachar, as an Asay. And that's the full-fledged Kedusha Shabbos, which may or may not be engendered by Tosefes Shabbos as Suffolk in the Gemara. But surely, to link up the Kiddush with the full Kedusha Shabbos, namely the Kedusha Shabbos linyan, Oneg, etc., we need a Kiddush al HaKos. Or, in another way the Rav said it, is that Tefillah is a matir for the use of one's own body, and Kiddush now on Shabbos becomes that extra matir that we need. That's the Kiddush of Tefillah, because Tefillah is a matir. And number two, we also need a matir on the food that we're about to eat, because Hashem has a special kinyan on that food. It's a double Hashem Ahar Tzivoloa, and in order to remove or to be poda that het and achieve that heter, you need Kiddush al HaKos in that case, in order to establish the heter on the suda, on the foodstuff that you're about to eat. But here in this Shia, the Rav did not explicitly address that issue. What fundamental difference is there in the kiyum of Kiddush Betzilus as opposed to the Kiddush al HaKos? The Rav begins his presentation in order to explain and answer all the questions. He wants to get down to a new definition of what the mitzvah of Kiddush is all about. And he starts with an analysis of many mitzvos that are similar to Kiddush, that require an amira, a recitation. And those mitzvos are mitzvos d'oraisa, they come from the Torah. But the Torah doesn't give a specific nusach, a formula. The Torah doesn't define exactly what the matbea is for that mitzvah. For example, in the case of Birkas HaMazon, we know that the bracha is d'oraisa. But that's only as far as the nature and the goal or the substance of the Hodah of the Thanksgiving. We thank God for the food He gave us. We thank Him for the land of Israel. We thank Him for the Beis HaMikdash that He gave to us. But although those are elements that are d'oraisa in terms of the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, however, the specific tofes, the specific formula, the nusach of the brachas as we have them today, that's not d'oraisa. The Torah requires, in an abstract sense, hodah on X, Y, and Z. But the exact nature and the formulation in sentences and paragraphs, that's not d'oraisa. That was authored by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. There is a machlokas Rishonim about the extent of our obligation on a d'oraisa level regarding Birkas HaMazon. Does the Torah require us just to acknowledge God on the food that sustains us? All the rest, whether it be the Torah or Eretz Yisrael, all the rest, whatever else we have to thank Hashem for, that's only Nidivrei Sofrim. That's only rabbinic in nature. But there is another sheet in the Rishonim that holds that even the Hodah, even the thanksgiving for Eretz Yisrael, or for the Beis HaMikdash, for that matter, is Minat Torah. It's all included in the Pasuk, Uberachtas Hashem Elokecha Al Haaretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. But if you take a look at the Sugya in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph regarding Atov Vameitiv, the Gemara vacillates whether or not that bracha is d'oraisa or not, meaning the last bracha, the fourth bracha, Birkas HaMazon HaTov VaMeitiv, is it d'oraisa or not? The Gemara maintains that the first three brachas are min haTorah, but not the fourth, not haTov haMeitiv. Nevertheless, it's crystal clear that we're not talking about the nusach of the bracha, but rather the theme of the bracha in an abstract sense. When the Gemara says haTov haMeitiv lav d'oraisa, it means that thanking Hashem for mazon, for Eretz Yisrael, for the Beis HaMikdash, that is the essence of the Kiyum Doraisa. To thank Hashem in a general sense for everything that He's done for us, and that's included in Atova, Meitiv, in this general kind of Hodah of thanksgiving, that is certainly not Doraisa. The Torah may require us to recite a formula of thanks of bracha for Aretz Asher Nosan Loch, but a general sort of hodah of Hatova Meitiv, that for sure is only an asmachta, that's only a derabbana. So again, what we could establish as a general rule is that the Torah gives us guidelines in commanding us, requiring of us to give thanks and express ourselves regarding a certain inyan, a certain general concept, but the specific formula is obviously midivrei sofrim. Take another case. Take the case of tefillah. The Rambam himself holds that mitzvah d'oraisa l'spal b'kol yom. It's a Torah law, and that's how he opens up Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Milchus Tefillah Ein Minyan HaTefillos Min HaTorah Ein Mishnah, which means the Nusach or the Matbeah of the Tefillah Zos Min HaTorah. In other words, what the Rambam is telling you up front is that the actual form in which the Bracha or the Tefillah takes, the way it was established by the Chachamim, that's a Derabbanan, for sure. However, Tefillah itself is Doraisa, according to the Rambam. So the Nusach HaTefillah, the formula Tefillah, is the Rabbanon, and it was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, when he says, Kevan Shara Ezra Beis Dino Kach. They realized that people weren't able to successfully recite Brachos and Tefillos. Omdu V'tiknu Lehem Shmon Esrei Brachos. So let's read this Rambam once more. Kevan Shara Ezra Beis Dino Kach Omdu V'tiknu Lehem Shmon Esrei Brachos. It means that Ezra and his Beis Din established the Nusach of the 18 Brachos that make up Shmon Esrei. The content, the themes, are Doraisa. However, the structure, the framework, the formulation, the paragraphs, as we know them, that is all derabbanan. And even before Ezra, in the historical period when every individual was allowed to recite his own formula, and then tefillah was very personal, and each individual would express in his own unique way his prayers. Nevertheless, every individual was obligated to express his thanks to Hashem, I shouldn't say his thanks, his prayers to Hashem, in three different themes or three different categories. Number one, Shevach, praise. Number two, She'elas Tzrachav, or Bakash Tzrachim, to petition God for what he needs, for what he's asking for, Vodah, and thanksgiving to Hashem. Even the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei, and the middle brachos and the last brachos, they're all Doraisa, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph. He says, Elchi of mitzvah zukachu, umagid shvachos shal kodesh brach, achach shol tzrachav. What is the nature of this mitzvah, says the Rambam? To recite the praise of Almighty God, and then, and only then, should he petition God for his needs, with a profound sense of dependence upon God and pleading to God. And then after that, then he should offer praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God on the goodness that God bestowed upon each and every one of us, each and every individual according to his abilities. But one thing is clear, that the nusach atfil, the tofas atfil, the way it was formulated in specific words and paragraphs, the details of all brachos, those are only rabbinic. What we have to ask now is one question, and maybe with this question I'll leave you. The formulation of Kiddush, the nusach of Kiddush, the way it's said by every Jew today all over the world, certainly, unquestionably, that's derabbanan, midaraisa. We're not obligated to recite the Kiddush in that specific way. That certainly was created by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And all we have to do on a deraisa level is to mention, to enunciate, to express some of the inyanim of Shabbos. But the question that baffles my mind is, what is, or what are the major themes, the fundamental concepts that a person is obligated to express in Kiddush? In Tefillah, we know what those are. We have the three major themes. In Birkas HaMazon, we have the three major themes. These are Doraisa, even though the Matbea, the specific formula, the words and the paragraphs are Derabbanan. But where do we look, where do we turn to find the discover the definition of those specific themes that the Torah requires us in this mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, which are expressed in the Matbea Shel Kiddush, which is the Rabbanon? What are the themes that we certainly have to cover in Kiddush? And the Rambam in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Aleph Milchus Shabbos Mitzvah Asei Min HaTorah LeKadosh Es Yom HaShabbos V'Dvarim Shenev Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh Kolom Zochreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. But although the Rambam is pointing his finger at two specific themes and subjects that have to be covered on a Doraisa level, we're required to do so, and that is Zechiras Kiddush. Number one, we have some sort of concept of Zachreyu Zechiras Kiddush, and on top of that, we have Shevach. But it's very strange, and the question really emerges from the very start. What are these Divrei Shevach? What exactly are we supposed to be saying? Forget about the specific Nusach, which is the Rabbanan. But what are these inyanim, these concepts, these overall concepts of themes that we have to mention in Kiddush? So, B'li Neder, we're going to pick this up next time. We'll try to analyze the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and compare in Essay Kuf Nun Hey, and compare that to what he says in the Mishnah Torah, and try to get a feel to answer the question, what is in Kiddush? What are the themes that the Torah requires? We've seen in Birkas HaMazon, we've seen in Tefillah specific themes. The Nusach was established later on, Midrabbanan, Midrei Sofrim, but at least we know what themes the Torah enjoins us to mention. In the case of Kiddush, the Rambam's language still leaves us very uncertain about what exactly are the themes that make up the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. When he says Zachreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush, the Rambam doesn't get too specific here. Sometimes the Rambam goes into greater detail. In this case, the Rambam is very, very vague, very general. And he says Zachreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Perhaps the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs will shed more light on this, and Amir Hashem will pick that up next time. Thank you very much.